They spoke to us. Quotes from the April 2009 General Conference. My beloved brothers and sisters, fear not, be of good cheer. The future is as bright as your faith. I declare that God lives and that He hears and answers our prayers. His Son, Jesus Christ, is our Savior and our Redeemer. Heaven's blessings await us. President Thomas S. Monson. How much better your life will be if you will follow the noble example of the faithful followers of Christ, such as the sons of Helaman, Moroni, Joseph Smith, and the stalwart pioneers, and choose, as they did, to remain faithful to your Heavenly Father's commandments. Elder M. Russell Ballard. You are never lost when you can see the temple. The temple will provide direction for you and your family in a world filled with chaos. It is an eternal guidepost which will help you from getting lost in the midst of darkness. It is the house of the Lord. Elder Gary E. Stevenson. Am I an example of respect in my home by the way I treat those I love the most? Respect for others and reverence for God are close cousins. Sister Margaret S. Lifforth. I bear you my testimony that God the Father lives. I testify that the Savior lives. President Monson is the Lord's prophet. He holds all the keys of the priesthood. President Henry B. Eyring. You and I can walk in the path of discipleship today. Let us be humble. Let us pray to our Father in heaven with all our heart and express our desire to draw close to Him and learn of Him. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. I do know with perfect and certain clarity, through the power of the Holy Ghost, that Jesus is the Christ, the beloved Son of God. Elder Neil L. Anderson. End of They Spoke to Us.